When Jürgen was asked to join the Amish mafia, he initially demurred. "What's in it for me?" he asked. After all, he had choices. He could continue his employment as the test assistant for Professor Hanover Klingst, or up the hours at his night job at Sheen Towers, where he cleaned up all of Charlie's messes. "Here's the deal, English," offered Luke Whitworth, the Don. "Roll with us and you'll get the ladies." He held up a tattered webcam shot of a redhead in a long plaid gown and cute little pillbox beanie. "Huh? Huh?" He leered and stroked his rusty beard. "This is Martina, and she's..." His words stalled. "She's what?" yelled Jürgen. "She's moving out to day and end with one of them damn pagans over in Cracker Creek." Luke pointed his AR-15 toward the sun and fired off two rounds. Jürgen's mind was made up. "Can't help you, man. I'll let you boys do your own rolling. I got a busy schedule, see?" And Luke cut him off. "I got to get her back." He hopped into his solar-powered buggy and silently scooted off, heading west down East Hell Boulevard. He tossed an empty beer bottle out the window. It came to rest at Jürgen's feet, spinning crazily around and around till it stopped, pointing at him. "Damned English," was all Jürgen heard. Being marked by the Amish mafia wasn't the worst thing happening in East Hell. The new Thomas Kincaid Gallery was open and empty. "Told you," said Jürgen every chance he got. He was sensitive that way, but also fed up with these Amish ne'er-do-wells and their slick buggies and rhyming scripture. Seemed like they were everywhere these days. You couldn't get a table at the Hunchback Inn anymore without having to encounter Luke and his henchmen, who, by the way, now had the lock on the old bastard ale franchise. Jürgen headed for the Hunchback Inn that evening anyway, walked in unhindered, since it was a Wednesday. He ordered up an old bastard and sat, morose, sipping beer, dreaming of his incarcerated girlfriend, Lindsay Logjam, and asking himself, Unitarian Dystopian or Amish Mafia, which organization had the better benefits package? It wasn't 10 minutes till Luke, accompanied by a young brunette in a long plaid gown and cute little pillbox beanie, strolled in the door and up to Jürgen. "Thought I'd give you another chance, English," said Luke. "This be Lizzie Yoderberger." Jürgen looked into the deepest blue eyes he'd ever seen and, wordless, motioned to the chair next to his. "Nice to meet you. He stammered and stumbled over his words. Lizzie stared back, eyes smoldering. "When can we discuss employment opportunities and benefits with your company?" Jürgen asked Luke, his eyes still locked onto Lizzie's. "Ha!" Luke pulled a brochure from his overall breast pocket. "Here's a rundown of our services, benefits package, and mission statement. My office tomorrow at 9, English?" Jürgen took Lizzie's hand. "I'll be there," he said.